Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
We usually call this segment Couples Court. Today we're calling it, Is Chad a Buzzkill?
I think my husband has just about had it with me and my antics. A while ago, I came on for a couple's court because I wanted a she shed in the backyard, which is a shed for me and my clothes and my stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he gave in. I am getting one at the end of the summer once the house is all done. We're going to have a sign on it that's a she shed.
If you're new around here, Cassie's living out of an RV right now because she had some trees fall on our house and insurance sucks.
They do. And we just passed the 1-year anniversary of that day. Woo! So while we're working on the backyard, I had another great idea. So most yards are grass, boring, right? But it's expensive to maintain. Usually have to have a company. And where we live by some, I don't want to call it a forest, but acreage of woods. Like there's a lot of wildlife. Sometimes we see deer, snapping turtles. It's really cool, but it makes maintaining the lawn really, really difficult because natural, you know, wildflowers and stuff just pop up to the point where once I brought a lawn service out, they looked at it. They were so kind, but they kind of left like, there's nothing we can do for you except recommend a sod company because you need a whole new yard. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do that just to have this happen again. So I'm looking at it, and now that spring is here, it's just growing so rapidly, and it's very hard to maintain. So I'm like, you know what? Why don't we do something radically different and turn it into a wildflower meadow and a natural pollinator habitat? So you guys are just staring at me like I'm an idiot. I'm so excited.
I don't know. I think I know what it means.
A wild, you know what wildflowers are?
Not really.
You don't know what a flower is?
I mean, I know what a flower is.
That grows in the wild.
Okay.
There's just flowers that grow.
I'm with you on the wildflower part.
I'm letting you cook. I'm waiting for the explanation.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just you, instead of doing grass, you just plant a bunch of like native plants and just let it bloom like a natural patch of wild, like field. Wildflowers.
But you got kids and you can't, can you play in it?
Well, you can do like carve out paths and stuff. So we'd have like a stone pathway, a little area for the swing set. But the thing is, it's really good for the environment because it's a natural habitat for like butterflies.
You got to offset everything they just did with that space launch. So you might need it.
Thank you. And then it's like really great for water filtration and soil retention. It also helps like take carbon out of the atmosphere. So it mitigates global warming. Like it's a really sustainable, beautiful way to have a gorgeous yard. I will send Rebecca some photos to post so you can see what I'm talking about. But it also cuts down on lawn maintenance, so I don't have to pay for it. Like a place in the UK did this with their medians in the highway and saved $33,000 in lawn maintenance. So we would never have to cut the yard again. You just kind of have to trim some of the like flowers back from the pathways and stuff.
I was going to ask what maintenance was involved with like a wild flower garden.
Yeah, you just got to keep the pathways clean if you want them clean.
So what's his beef with it?
Just basically everything that you guys thought in your head when I said I want to do a wildflower meadow.
I just don't understand. This is an area I have no knowledge.
Like I just didn't get it.
A meadow. Like, think of like when you go to like the botanical garden. Well, no, they're really nice flowers. It's just like if you take a bunch of wildflower seeds and you threw them and you just let them grow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, so they're super low maintenance, but his thing is, if we ever sell the house, nobody is going to want a wildflower meadow. They're going to want actual grass normal people.
No, I disagree. So when I went over to your house when we were setting up for the Christmas time, everybody that I was hanging around, like the youth group, we were like, Cassie's house is so whimsical. Like your backyard feels like it should be from a scene from Bridge to Terabithia. Like you've got that creek running in the back. Mm-hmm. You've got a bridge. You've got a little path. If there was ever going to be a house that needed a wildflower meadow, I feel like yours is very fitting for
it. Thank you, Abby.
But he's being very practical, and he's thinking in the future of selling the house, and then it becomes less people interested in a more specific backyard.
Right. Okay, it's very taste specific, for sure. I'm just more worried about, like, the kids and where they're going to run and play and their play set and all that stuff.
In the road.
Yeah.
In the crate. Where all kids play.
In the RV.
That's how I grew up.
They got 3 square feet in there. I mean, that's fair. There are playgrounds down the street. So, like, I would carve it out or maybe do the front yard as well instead of the backyard. But it's just, the maintenance is so much, and we have so much going on right now. It's just really hard to manage something else on top of everything going on. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I think the way I'm looking at it lately is, what radical changes can we make in our lives to make things easier? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is a radical change, but it would definitely take away the whole lawn maintenance, and it would look so pretty, and we could teach the kids about butterflies and bumblebees. And I love bees, but yes, Chad is a buzz kill.
All right. Well, some of us in here were confused by it. Ashley is not. Hey, Ashley. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. So yes, I have for years done butterfly gardens throughout various places that I've lived. They are amazing for the environment. You can create your own little ecosystem there. You get to watch wasps, even flies. They're also pollinators, butterflies, bees, bumblebees. There are bumblebee houses that you can put out in your garden so that they don't, like, burrow little holes in your wood. But yeah, it's amazing for the ecosystem, amazing for the soil. Everybody should be doing it. Lawns should be gone.
Can't you do
it? It would look like this.
Okay. Can you just build that on?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, Cassie, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, people with the name A and M, I like you. Abby, Ashley, and Mo. Thank you. I'm going to do it. Yes.
The Burt Show.